Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Some states easing COVID restrictions. Americans raid their bank accounts to survive the pandemic. More Democrats turn on Andrew Cuomo. Governor Newsom in California sued by some high school students. Dr. Seuss, another victim of the cancel culture. Also ahead, the truth about asylum seekers. But first, from the Deep South to New England, some states are easing COVID regulations as cases continue to decline. Beginning next week, all businesses in Texas and Mississippi can open at full capacity. President Biden telling Americans a vaccine will be available to every adult by the end of May. In the meantime, the contagion is still hammering Americans financially. New report from CNBC says 3 in 10 adults have drained their retirement accounts to pay the bills. About 30% of Americans have tapped into investments over the last 100 days. The average amount withdrawn, $7,000. The list of Democrats calling for investigations into Governor Cuomo reaching top members of the party. Hillary Clinton, Mayor de Blasio, Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, and others demanding probes into Cuomo's nursing home situation and allegations of misconduct by him. Andrew Cuomo denies all wrongdoing. California Governor Gavin Newsom facing a new lawsuit from a group of students over his decision to shut down high school sports. The challenge, filed by athletes and cheerleaders in Orange County, California, claims youth leagues have been treated unfairly during the pandemic because college and professionals are allowed to compete. Publishers now canceling at least 6 books from children's author Dr. Seuss. His estate acknowledging some dubious material that portrays people in ways that are hurtful and wrong. The books in question were published between the 1930s and the 1950s. This is yet another example of the cancel fanatics using mores of the past to evaluate the present. No one can survive that. In a moment, what about seeking asylum in America? What is really going on there? We will give you the facts. Up next.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone, or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Millions of folks, as you know, from all over the world, want political asylum in the USA. They want to live here because there are lots of bad countries on the planet, and we are a good country. It's as simple as that. As of January of this year, 2021, the Executive Office for Immigration Review reported about 1.3 million pending asylum cases. 1.3 million. That is a colossal number. that costs the American taxpayer billions of dollars. Now, by comparison, no one wants political asylum in Russia or China or Cuba or most other countries around the world. Everybody wants to come here. Keep that in mind. Now, every year, the President of the United States, in consultation with Congress, sets the annual refugee admissions number. And they do it by region of origin. So Ireland is allotted this much, Japan this much, that kind of thing. The Trump administration set the annual ceiling at 18,000 asylum seekers in 2020, 15,000 in 2021, a low number. The Biden administration has pledged to reverse that, raising the 2022 ceiling next year to 125,000 refugees. These stats according to the Migration Policy Institute. Now, at that high a number, you are going to attract millions of people trying to get to the United States to apply for political asylum. Why? Because the average wait time to have your asylum case heard is nearly 3 years and growing. And migrants understand the wait is an advantage because they're admitted to the country. They can immediately live here. When the asylum cases are finally heard, people get approved just 26% of the time. 74% of immigrants are denied asylum. So that's long odds. But remember, while waiting, you can live here. Now, some asylum seekers understand the odds are long and they don't show up for their court hearings. And who's hunting them down? Not the sanctuary states and cities. So they're here. And Joe Biden is now offering all undocumented aliens, unless you have a felony conviction, citizenship, a pathway. So you can see how this is developing. Now, those admitted as refugees are also available for resettlement assistance, cash. Once you get to the United States, the government hands you $1,100 for relocation. And you can go any way you want. They just give you a sheet and say, check in here and come back for your hearing. And everybody goes, thank you very much. So the United States now spends $1.8 billion annually on this asylum thing. And it is mass chaos. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. The United States government designated kidnapping a federal crime in 1932, allowing the FBI and U.S. Marshals to cross state lines and locate missing children. In 1966, the Department of Justice issued guidelines for a new trend in the criminal underworld, dog napping. Last week, Lady Gaga's two canines made global headlines. The pair of pooches were stolen, the dog walker shot in the chest, and a $500,000 reward offered for the return of the dogs. While this may seem unusual, dog napping in the USA is a lucrative scheme dating back decades. The first high-profile case occurred in 1948. The editor of House and Garden magazine had a puppy taken during a photo shoot. The culprit later demanded a cash payment to return the dog. By the 1950s, gangs of dog nappers were widely reported in the media. Research laboratories would pay big dollars for bootleg dogs using the former pets for scientific studies and medical experiments. How horrendous. In the 1960s, thieves were targeting dogs used in greyhound racing. A pooch named Hi Joe, valued by his owners at $15,000, was stolen from his kennel in London, England. The dog was allegedly shuttled to Scotland, where he competed in underground racing competitions. Even Disney cashed in on all this, releasing 101 Dalmatians in 1961. The movie features an evil aristocrat named Cruella de Vil, who schemes to steal dozens of puppies and turn them into fur coats. Not nice. In recent years, wealthy celebrities and politicians have been the most likely targets. January 2016, federal agents arrested a man for plotting to steal one of Barack Obama's dogs while the president was on vacation. And here's something else you might not know. Owners, beware. The rise of dog napping is directly related to the economy. Criminals hoping to earn fast cash steal pooches more when times are tough. According to the American Kennel Club, the act of dog napping jumps 50% during a recession. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.